Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Thursday, December 26th. Hanover police say two people are facing charges after responding to calls for service on Christmas Eve. Police Chief Christopher Knoll posted on X Tuesday night that officers arrested a 41-year-old woman from Niagara Falls for uttering threats and breaching probation. Knoll says the woman was running through the halls of a motel, banging on doors, and threatening to shoot people. While she was being arrested, Knoll says officers responded to a disturbance which resulted in a 28-year-old Chatsworth man fleeing on foot from a vehicle. Officers found the man hiding behind a shed in a backyard after searching the area. Knoll says the man was arrested for impaired driving and had registered at over twice the legal limit. A few structures at the old Gray County Courthouse and jail properties in Owen Sound are going to be demolished. Owen Sound's Community Services Committee endorsed a recommendation on December 18th to permit the demolition of some structures specific to the jail property. Owen Sound's Manager of Planning and Heritage, Sabine Robert, says a heritage impact assessment and conservation plan were completed as part of the site plan process for the properties.
Over the past 2 years, as we've worked with this developer, we have the sense that they're really committed to maintaining those features as much as is possible.
For Erin Eldersley Mayor Steve Hamill, the past year has seen some challenges and some celebrations. As part of the accomplishments of the past year, he says they approved a new Paisley Fire Hall and Public Works combination at the south end of Paisley.
A fire hall that's been inadequate for years in Paisley, but finally, great news ahead, Dom Construction has been ordered the tender for the fire hall, and we expect the fire hall to be completed by the end of 2025.
Looking ahead to 2025, he says it's Chesley's 145th anniversary, and they will have a kickoff event on New Year's Eve. On to national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's annual Christmas message emphasized love and kindness as he faces calls to resign. According to media reports, while encouraging Canadians to give thanks over the holiday season, 21 Liberal MPs to date have publicly called on Trudeau to go. At a virtual meeting of the Ontario Liberal Caucus on Saturday morning, more than 50 Liberal MPs came to a consensus that Trudeau needs to step down as party leader. The Prime Minister has not addressed Canadians about the growing calls for him to step aside or spoken publicly about Chrystia Freeland's resignation. The Federal Court of Appeal says big streaming companies will not have to pay for Canadian content until it hears their appeal of a CRTC decision ordering them to pay. According to media reports, in June, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission said foreign streamers must contribute 5% of their annual Canadian revenues to a fund devoted to producing domestic content. Big global streamers like Netflix and Disney Plus launched court challenges of that order, which the regulator made under the Online Streaming Act. A judge said Monday the streamers will not have to make the payments, estimated to be at least $1.25 million each annually, until that court process plays out. In sports, in the NFL, Kansas City beat Pittsburgh 29-10, and Baltimore beat Houston 31-2. Meanwhile, Owen Sound attack goaltender Carter George and Team Canada will open up the 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship in Ottawa tonight at 7:30 against Finland, and NHL teams are off until Friday. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.